You like that?
No, I don't like his ideas. I like his pros. Talking about
what's
pros.
More important, the idea or pros?
Pros.
You better say that.
Ideas come a dime a dozen.
Oh, look what I found.
Yeah. That looks nice. Wait, make another poem.
Nobody knows who it is, I guess.
Maybe this one.
Well,
and this one.
To buy again.
And
you
we
got yeah. We're all right. We're in great shape.
This one.
I think you had a good day there, Bob.
I know it.
It's one of the best damn days I've heard in years.
Block of wood under the wheels of the car and watch it writhe and crack as the car eased up on it and stopped and sometimes didn't at all, but just rolled on, leaving the wood flattened to the level of the rail with up-trusted cracky ends. Afternoons in hometown long ago I'd wondered what the grimy men were doing with the big boxcars and blocks of wood in their hands. And when far above the big ramps and rooftops of the great gray warehouse of eternity, I'd see the immortal canal clouds of red brick time. The drowse so heavy in the whole July city, it would hang even in the dank gloom of my father's shop, which was a printing shop outside where they kept big roll trucks with little wheels and flat slivery platforms and junk and corners and boards. The ink died into the oily wood as deep as a black river, folded therein forever. Contrasts for the white puff cream clouds outdoors that you just can see, standing in the dust-moated hall door over the old 1790 Lowell Dickens red brick floating like in an old cartoon, little bird designs floating by too. All of it, a gray daguerreotype mystery in the whirly, spermy waters of the canal. Thus, in the same way the afternoons in Sun Pacific red brick alley in San Francisco, remembering my wonder at the slow grinding movement squeeze of gigantic boxcars and flats and cons rolling by with that overpowering steel dust, crunching clush and clack of steel on steel, the shudder of the whole steely proposition. A car going by with a brake on and a whole rattling rig rattling like a ghost. The monstrous empowderings of iron on iron. In hell, in the frightening fog nights in California, when you can see through the mist and the monsters slowly passing and hear the wee, wee, squee. Those merciless wheels that one time conductor Roy Haynes or Roy Brooks from a student trip said, "Jack, when those wheels go over your leg, they don't care about you. Same way with that wood that I sacrifice." What those grimy men had been doing, some of them standing on top of boxcars and signaling far down the red brick alley canals of Lowell, and some old men slowly like bums moving around over rails with nothing to do. The big cutter cars squeeing by with that teeth gritting cree, cree. Gigantic hug steel bending rails into earth and making tires move. Now, I knew from working as on the Sherman Local on Sundays, we dealt with blocks of wood because of an incline in the ground that made kick cars stop going. You had to ride them, break them, and stop them with your blocks. Lessons I learned like, boy, put tie a good brake on him. We don't want to start chasing that son of a gun back down to the city when we kick a car again. Him. Okay, but I'm playing the safety rules of the safety book. I've been reading the safety book every night, all night long, to the T. And so now here I am in the rear man on the Sherman local. We've set out a Sunday morning preach at Blossom Cough, flowers and made curtsies, bows, Sabbath, God, tin. Everything has been arranged in that fashion and according to the old traditions reaching back to Sutter's Mill. Times when the pioneers, sick of hanging around the hardware store all week, did hang around and put on their best vestments and smoked and jaw bleaked in front of the old wooden church, and on railroad men of the 19th century, the inconceivably ancient Southern Pacific of another era, with stovepipe hats, flowers in their lapels, and had made the moves with a few cars in the Gold Town milk bottle with a great formality, archaic as shame. Crowds of watchers be derbied in the gloom, like old waiters in the rain of time, all galleried and posed in historic ink, sorrowful as Jews, America stands. Gave the sidekick a car with wooden hand. I run out. The old conductor yells, "You better break that him because he's going to go down as fast as you can get him." Okay, I run, take it easy on the jog. I'm waiting. Here's the big car looming over me. It just switched into its track from locomotive track, where the lead, all the angling and arrowing is being done by the conductor, who throws the switch, reads the tack list, throws the switch. So up the rungs I go, and according to safety rules, which I read in the safety rule book, with one hand I hang on, the other I break, slowly, according to a joint, easing up. With the other I break, till I reach the cut of cars, waiting, and into it gently my braked boxcar bangs, zom, vibrations. Things inside shake. The cradled rockabye baby merchandise zoms with it. All the cars at this impact go forward about a foot and crush wood blocks that I'd earlier placed. I jump down, place a block of wood, and just neatly glue it under the steel lip of the monstrous wheel, and everything stops. So I turn back to take care of the next kick car, which is going down the other track and also quite fast. I jog, finding wood en route, run up the rung, stop it, safety rules hanging on one hand, forgetting the conductor's tie, good brake on it. The conductor said to me, something I should have learned then, as a year later in Guadalupe, hundreds of miles down the line, I tied poor brakes on three gondolas, the old gondola handbrakes that have old rust and loose chains, poorly with one hand, safety-wise, hanging in one case unexpected joint, which would jolt me off, and under the merciless wheels under whose action with blocks of wood my bones would be a lie. Bam! At Guadalupe, they kicked a cut of cars against my poorly braked guns. Everything began parading down that incline back to San Luis Obispo. If it hadn't been for the alert old conductor looking out in this one sentence, over to throw the switches in front of it and unlock the switch locks as fast as the cars kept coming, kind of comic circus act with him in floppy clown pants and hysterical horror, darting from switch to stand to switch to stand, and the guys in back are hollering. The pot taking off after the cut and catching it almost, pushing it into the couplers because they closed just in time. The engine breaking everything to a stop. Good God almighty, 30, 35 feet almost in front of the final derail, which would the old winded conductor couldn't have finally made, which the old winded conductor couldn't have finally made, we'd all have lost our jobs. My safety rule breaks had not taken momentum of steel and slight land inclines into consideration. If it had been Sherman at Guadalupe, I would have been hated Caraway. Let's go, huh?
Yeah.
You all through?
Yeah, that's cool.
Bill?
We're all right. Actually, it's a beautiful album. There's some things in there that are just the end, you know?
That playback part I heard is very nice.
Oh, some things before are beautiful.
Good.
You get home all right, Jack?
Yeah, we got a car.
Oh, good.